This is the core MP3 of psychicwarfare.com. What's the aim of psychicwarfare.com? Well, the aim is to control the noosphere. The British pronunciation is noosphere, which is all of the consciousness of the planet, collapsing the quantum wave function to produce reality. So once you control the noosphere, you control everything that happens on the planet. Now, if you read physics, you'll know that the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics, the observer collapses the quantum wave function, is the underlying reality of physics. So if you control the observer, you control everything that happens on the planet, which of course is the aim of psychicwarfare.com. Now, because the general public are deaf, dumb, and blind to psychic warfare, that gives us carte blanche to do anything we like. Now, what should you be doing if you are interested in psychic warfare? Should you be using it to kill your enemies? Yes, because you, of course, survive if you kill off anyone who wants to kill you. So that, of course, is the prime imperative, kill, which Mao was the archetype for. Power comes at the barrel of a gun, everything else is secondary. So psychic warfare, control the noosphere to kill, is the prime directive of any being that wishes to survive. Everything else, of course, is irrelevant if you make billions of dollars and then are killed, become the president of the United States like Kennedy and are killed, or are born into the greatest empire the world has ever seen, the Russian Empire, and like Tsar Nicholas, you're bayoneted with your family in a basement in Yekaterinburg. One can see that the prime directive, killing, is the basis for everything else. It isn't acquiring money. It's not acquiring property or getting on the property ladder. It's not acquiring that beautiful woman that you masturbate over every night. Or if you're a woman, use your vibrator to imagine him penetrating you. It's not about acquiring your dream car or getting the career of your choice. No, it's the ability to kill anyone that would, in any shape, form, or function, threaten you. After that, you get all the other good things, but if you're going to be taken out, there's no point in wasting your time on Western brainwashing, the so-called shopaholic, when people are going around killing you. Now, of course, with psychic warfare and control of the noosphere, all of the energy of the human race and all of the other observers, be it seagulls, trees, dark energy matter beings, Lucifer, aliens, interdimensionals, is all sequestered to produce the reality that you want. Now, you've gotten rid of your enemies. By developing remote killing technology, Now, of course, what do you do next? Do you go around then using your psychic technology, occult technology, to become a billionaire and have a million mansions like the Rothschilds and print money and just take over from the Rothschilds? No. You then go for ascendancy. What's an ascendant? An ascendant is an observer that has sequestered a newer sphere to power them exclusively. So the entire planet, solar system, and then of course we spread it outwards, is sequestered so that all of the observers are forced, either by killing them or sequestering them. And once, of course, you've killed them, you then download their souls into a specially designed Omega Hell to get maximal release of energy from their torture. And once, of course, their souls have been wrung dry, you kill them and transplant their awareness into torture vessels to get more energy. So you can see, in this viewpoint, everyone else, bar the ascendant, is a torture toy whose only purpose is to provide energy. So you don't care whether they make millions or billions, have lots of children, because their only purpose is to provide power for ascendancy. If you don't understand this purpose, just watch the old Stargate film and its many spin-offs, Stargate, Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis, in order to understand the principle where the Ori are ascendants who conquer galaxies to get entire observers in galaxies to worship them and power them to even higher levels of ascendancy, so that they then can hunt down other ascendants, kill them, and take their power. So you can see, of course, the whole game isn't about becoming a bigger consumer like a billionaire and having more things, because remember, billionaires are my torture toys and I simply kill them like dogs. No, it's to become an ascendant, a being that uses all other observers as its sequestered cells. Now, once you become an ascendant, what is your food? Remember, an ascendant can walk in to any body, or if you've got enough power, you can simply walk into multiple bodies. So, of course, the Psi Lord is running all of the Muslims as his walk-ins. And, of course, via artificially reincarnating Heinrich Himmler into his being, using all of the neo-Nazis, alt-right, as his bodies, one can see that human consciousness can use humans simply as wetware, drones, which you operate and can use at your leisure. And all of the rest of the humans are then simply disposables, which you then kill to provide yourself with power. But of course, that is the wrong way of operating. Because as an ascendant, you're operating on the old pharaonic regime where the entire population worships the pharaoh and powers his ascendancy to make him a god. So going around killing the people you don't like. And there are plenty of people in the street who bump into you or don't treat you with deference to kill. That, of course, is a waste of time, because they are simply wetware which you use and operate. The food of an ascendant is A-listers, people who are worshipped in the noosphere, or newosphere as I call it, which would be the Rothschilds in who run the banking sector, the royal family, the pop stars, queen of whom at the moment is Taylor Swift, king at the moment is Justin Bieber. Sports stars like Schumacher, who was the greatest Formula One driver of all time, and now, of course, is suffering as the Cylord's torture toy, the nigger Tiger Woods. Sharapova, who, of course, is the poster child of the Russians. Chelsea Football Club, who are top of the Premier League. And, of course, America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Led now by Dak the nigger. All of these are things to kill and feed off. Why? Because as an ascendant, your food is A-listers. A-listers are the things that you feed off. Because they're worshipped, they acquire sublime good. And once you kill them, all of that sublime good from their worship comes to you. One can see that Princess Leia, the archetypal bride, the archetypal royalty, the daughter of the Queen of Alderaan, and the mother of the new lineage of Jedis. Is something of enormous power, because remember, all of the power comes from females, so killing the archetypal female gives you all the power. And you might say, well, all the archetypal power lies in the Queen of England. No, because if you're in China or in Russia, you don't think of the Queen of England as the archetype for young women or anything special, apart from being some rich woman in the UK with a long history. Similarly, if you're in America, which is the Republic, you don't see the Queen of England as the archetype for your females. But of course, we've got Princess Leia, the heroine. She's also royalty. She's also the mother of the new Jedis from The Force Awakens and beyond. And the American military used Star Wars to destroy the Soviet Union and kill Andropov. So they chose to make Princess Leia the power source for their voyages into the noosphere to get full spectrum dominance and build the one world government. And we know, of course, the Rothschilds were given control over all the black programs by Nixon, their space fleet, their psychic warfare programs, their interdimensional portal programs. There are time travel programs and all the other alien shit they got from the Nazis and their deal with the reptilian greys, etc. So killing Princess Leia is the prime power source for control of the Noosphere and the first victim of the Ascendant, the only human Ascendant, the Psylord. Because remember, I don't share Ascendancy. The only ascended human there will ever be will be Tim Riefet. No others. And of course, if you kill this Princess Leia over the Christmas period, 2 days before, 23rd, she was remotely killed, died 2 days afterwards, 27th, 5 days to do the killing. You then, of course, use the American Psychic Warfare Program, which wants to control the Noosphere, to block Christmas and stop the birth of Christ, and therefore the saving of the Christians by Christ and the Christ energy, so that they are trapped in hell and the spiritual energy and all the Christ energy is forever blocked from them, past, present, and future. Not using your own power, but the Pentagon's. So you use the psychic warfare program of America to block Christmas, the birth of Christ, to erase it so that it never happened. And therefore Christ was just a fictitious character, just a made-up concept. And that the Christ principle, the ability to overcome death and have your sins downloaded into Christ so that you gain eternal life, is forever lost thanks to the Pentagon and killing their prime bitch, Princess Leia. Now, of course, the Pentagon made the fundamental mistake of rebooting the Star Wars engine. Because remember Rogue One, and I would think in Pentagon parlance, Tim Riefat is the number one rogue on the planet in their eyes. They wanted a second bite at the cherry by having a film just before Star Wars where we steal the Death Star's secrets. Using Jyn Erso. And remember, the bad guys in the Quran are called the Jyn. So you can see, of course, the thrust of Rogue One. Now, with Princess Leia being computer generated, one has the Noosphere in paradox, because Carrie Fisher, the little Jew cunt that was slaughtered like the Jew bitch that she is dead. But we've still got the Pentagon pumping out into the Noosphere, Princess Leia's alive in Rogue One, go and see it. And she's alive in Episode 8. All of which, of course, causes a paradox. Remember, the observers are told by observation to believe Princess Leia is still alive when they go and see Rogue One and the new Disney Episode 8. But of course she's dead. She was slaughtered as a sacrificial goat by the Psi Lord. Of course, on the 23rd, 2 and 3 makes Lucifer, the Great Lord Lucifer, and the Great Lady Amalek. But she's dead, so this, of course, causes paradox. Now, paradox, of course, controls chaos. But even worse than that, death kills off timelines. So we've got the Pentagon with their Rothschild owners using Hollywood to control the noosphere. But the noosphere is dead because the power source for their noosphere, Princess Leia, is actually dead. And one can see that timeline change is caused by killing. We see that World War One was caused by the death of the Archduke Ferdinand. And that World War Two, the rise of Hitler, was simply a continuation of that timeline. And that World War Two ended with the death of Hitler. Jeff Rentz and his guest, of course, argue he went off to South America, but that doesn't matter because in the noosphere, it's what the observer observes, and they all observe that Hitler died in his bunker. So we've been in the Zion timeline since 1945. And of course, I have misdirected by saying that the rise of Donald Trump was a new timeline. It wasn't. We were still in the old Zion timeline until the death of the power source of the human race, the bride, Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, so that Christmas 2016 was when the timeline was changed irrevocably to produce the TR timeline, the ascendant timeline of Tim Riefat, where Tim Riefat controls everything on the planet. And everyone else is simply a torture toy of the Psi Lord. Unless, of course, they're a vampire and then are, by their own will, simply another aspect of the Psi Lord. Because remember, my ascendancy is not one person ascending, but a gestalt, which means that you can have more than one human sharing the gestalt consciousness, which is a standard principle of science fiction. But is not well known outside. But simply put, is a hive consciousness, where you embody the consciousness in more than one vehicle, and the people that become vampires simply add flavor to the Psi Lord so that the sublime good, interesting bits are distilled off from the vampires and added to the Psi Lord Tim Riefat, who's a rather black and white character, a monomaniac who simply is fixated on the mission, and everything else, of course, is irrelevant. So it's just like having a black and white sketch, which then is turned into a portrait by the vampires, who then add color and depth to a rather black and white sketch. Now, with all vampires being capable of achieving ascendancy, A-listers become our food. So it isn't simply that the Psylord and the Great Lord Beast love killing A-listers because that's our hobby. We like killing A-list Wabbit. But they are the food of vampires. So you can go around killing the rest of the population. But when you think about it, they have very little sustenance in them. But scum like Sir Philip Green or Ashley from, I think it's Sports Direct, or Branson, or Soros, or Buffett, or Zuckerberg, or Gates, scum like that, the Rothschild royal family, Oppenheimers, Goldsmiths, and Merkel, Hollande, the fish-eyed zombie, Theresa May, the nigger Obama. All of these, of course, have lots and lots of worship and therefore are the food of the ascendant vampire. Now, with the death of Princess Leia, we are now in the timeline where all the A-listers will be slaughtered like dogs to feed the ascendant vampires. And this, of course, is mainstream. I am not making it up. It's real. So from the Times, Friday, January the 6th, 2017. 2016, truly a cataclysmic year to be famous, by Tom Whipple, the science editor. So this is a hard science article from the Times. Last year was not just a bad time to be famous, it was death-wise a once-in-a-century cataclysm. That is the conclusion of a statistical analysis of the 12 months that began with the death of David Bowie, ended with Carrie Fisher's death, and in between saw the loss of global figures ranging from Fidel Castro to Leonard Cohen. Anecdotally, many have felt that the Grim Reaper's toll on famous people was unusually high last year. To look at comedians alone, there was Victoria Wood, Karen Ahern, and Ronnie Corbett. Others have argued that there could be a more benign explanation. For example, it may be that more deaths are merely a reflection of the large number of celebrities created in the 60s and 70s who are now in old age. Jason Cressey, a Cambridge mathematics graduate, sought to apply statistical rigor to this debate. He came up with a metric to rank people's importance on the basis of both the length of their Wikipedia entries and the number of revisions made to them. Using this scale, Fidel Castro had a celebrity ranking of 94.5%. This was 1 percentage point higher than David Bowie and 0.7 higher than Muhammad Ali, who in death last year only narrowly missed out on being the greatest. On the scale, Michael Jackson is still the most famous dead celebrity overall at 99.3%. He is 0.4 points higher than Jesus. Saddam Hussein comfortably beats both Colonel Gaddafi and Gerald Ford. Once ranked, Mr. Kreese looked at the 200 most prominent deaths between 2000 and 2016. Those from last year included Prince, George Michael, Johan Cruyff, and Nancy Reagan. While he did see a trend in deaths of these A-listers since the millennium, even taking that into account, he would have expected 17 deaths from the 200 group last year. Instead, there were 25, a figure that random fluctuations alone would predict could only happen one year every two centuries. He then did the same for the 1,000 most prominent deaths, a group that included Alan Rickman and Harper Lee. Here the anomaly was only marginally less marked, with 2016 classified as one in 100 year disaster, or once every century, to paraphrase. In a post on the Medium website, Mr. Kreese said that the hardest part of any such analysis was defining celebrity. He admitted that this technique was far from perfect. Most Wikipedia editors are American male, nerdy and young, I suspect, he said. Also, he looked only at English Wikipedia, making this bias worse. My analysis is Anglo-centric and US-centric, which, of course, doesn't matter to me, paraphrasing, because I'm picking on the Western cunts as my food source. Nevertheless, he said the mathematics led to an inescapable conclusion. 2016 was indeed a year of surprisingly many celebrity deaths. So one can see that when I started on Rents publicising, I was going to kill the A-listers using psychic warfare to kill them. That we have, in fact, hard facts showing that psychic warfare works on a grand scale. Now, since it follows the exponential function, one can see that having a 1 in 200 year resultant after just incepting killing the A-listers is showing that we're well along the exponential function. We've gone from where it travels along the bottom and not much happens to the point where it starts to rise. So one can see that if one factors this in, that my aim to kill off every A-lister on the planet within a decade, that's by 2027, and kill off every person that gets the money from the A-lister so that everyone they leave it to gets slaughtered like a dog, is doable. And in fact, with the trillion-dollar U.S. Hollywood psychic warfare program now totally sequestered, this, of course, is my only aim, because remember, if I kill off every A-lister on the planet, all of that food goes to my ascendancy, and rather like the Ori in the Stargate series, plural, it then allows me to start hunting down other ascendants and from hyperspace and beyond go out then eating ascendants around the galaxy and beyond, making myself like the Ori in the Stargate series, a super predator of ascendants. Because remember, tiger cubs get fed little snippets of meat, but when they are fully grown tigers, they then go out killing big beasts. So as you can see, us vampires, we kill off all the A-listers on the planet, and anyone they leave their money to, we kill until they leave all their money to us. So it's very simple. If you've got money, you give it to us, because if you give it to anyone else, we kill anyone else you give it to. So anyone of your dearest and nearest that gets your money will be killed by us until it all comes to us. and then, of course, will leave your nearest and dearest alive, even though they're poor and in poverty. So you can see the methodology, and it, of course, it works, because remember, it's based upon Mao, and remember, Mao took over China, even though the Rothschilds were desperate to crush Mao using their puppet, who had to run off to Taiwan. Showing that the Rothschilds, who said they had a direct line to Satan and had all of the occult power, simply didn't, because Aleister Crowley died in 47. He was the occult power behind the Rothschilds and a fucking idiot to do anything but kill the fuckers, instead of which he worked for them and got penurized and died penniless in a boarding house in Hastings. One can see if the Rothschilds had any power, they would have crushed Mao and his peasants, instead of which Mao took over the whole of China, took over Tibet, and I think it's Eastern Mongolia, which is now Xinjiang. I might have got that wrong. So you can see that it's a lie that there is any occult power in the Rothschild royal family. They depend upon magicians like Crowley and Bloy to do their bidding, and then repay them by penurizing them and letting them die as peasants. Now, of course, with the Chinese dragon, which I sequestered, that means, like Mao, I'm totally impervious to the Rothschilds. And now we're on a Rothschild hunt, royal family hunt, A-lister hunt, to kill off as many of these fuckers in the minimum time possible. Because remember, everyone that you kill off, that power comes to you. Which means you've got more power to kill the next one. Which means you've got more power to kill the next one. So it's positive feedback. So as you can see, killing George Michael, the little queer icon, and I live, of course, in Brighton, which is the queer center of Europe, gives me all of the worship of the queers, who, of course, do their worship over Christmas when George Michael dies. And remember, I live in Brighton, which is the earth energy center of the UK, which is tuned to queers. So you can see, inputting George Michael into the earth energies of Brighton, then of course liberates all of the earth energies of the base chakra of the UK to me for ascendancy. So you can see that I ascended irrevocably over Christmas, of course taking over the birth of Christ and incorporating into myself, so that all of the Christians who go to church are now simply worshipping me, because I've erased the past. Christ was never born, and all of that power comes to the ascendant Christ, who never suffered on the cross for their sins and was never the son of the Jew God, but in fact was the Psylord. So you see, when you kill Christ, all of that power comes to you. And since Christ is the son of God, you kill, of course, God in the noosphere, and all of the power of God comes to the Psylord. Because remember, in the noosphere, you don't have to worry about reality. God exists. Satan exists. Christ exists. Because the observer observes them and collapses the quantum wave function. So you don't need to believe in the objective reality of God, Satan, or Christ. They exist in the noosphere, and the noosphere controls everything that happens on the planet. So control of them is a must-have. So you can see why Christmas was killed by the Star Wars program of the Americans. And remember, the Americans are supposed to be God's children, so you get the Suicide Squad, that part of God that God can't see, to kill God. Hence, one can see that the death of Carrie Fisher and her mother, Debbie Reynolds, can be used to not only kill Christ, but God, because, of course, Carrie Fisher, the bride, was created by God, and you kill the creator of God, Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, so, of course, you can kill God in Debbie Reynolds. This seems mad unless you understand the concept of the noosphere. Then it becomes absolutely plain. The bride, the Malkuth, the manifestation, for all Kabbalists, has been embodied in Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, because they've used Star Wars as the foundation for their Hollywood psychic warfare program. Kill her, kill the mother. You then, of course, using the Suicide Squad technology, gain a backdoor into Christ and God to kill them in the noosphere. They, of course, don't exist in reality, but they exist in the noosphere, and if they exist in the noosphere, they can be used to control reality. So it doesn't matter that objectively God and Christ don't exist, because they do exist in the noosphere, they do collapse the quantum wave function, and they do control reality. Similarly, with the Satan, the Psy Lord makes a deal with Lucifer to get Lucifer's power and be impervious to attack from Lucifer's power, so that all of the Luciferians who are worshipping the Rothschild royal family, Hillary Clinton, and the rest of them, simply are powering the Psy Lord. And it doesn't matter that all of the Rothschild royal family are doing Luciferic rituals, a.k.a. J.K. Rowling and Tom Riddle, to destroy the Psy Lord, because, of course, all of the Luciferic power has been sequestered to power the Psy Lord. That's why, of course, he artificially reincarnates the Antichrist into himself, so that all of the Luciferic power on Earth powers his ascendancy. So you can see this noosphere concept is the basis for world domination and beyond. And as a vampire, you should concentrate on killing A-listers, because by killing A-listers, you power the waking up of your personality, if you've got a Jedi service, within your vehicle. That's the body you're inhabiting. And you all lie within the spectrum between the sublime good, perfect oneness, which is defined by Tim Riefat, and the other end of the spectrum, which is the great little beast in Australia, who is pure Suicide Squad. He's got no sublime good. He's completely evil, but generates sublime good from the evil. How? By putting the Suicide Squad 168 into his total evil of 169 to generate pure sublime good. So I'm pure, I feed on the sublime good. The beast feeds on all the evil, but he of course has got the suicide squad service and produces sublime good at the other end of the spectrum. And of course I like watching horror films, and I'd find it boring having just to fixate my attention on all the good things in life. So thanks to the great Lord Beast, I can now, of course, get into all the hostile, I spit on your grave, human centipede type awareness, so that thanks to him, I can generate more and more evil, which I'm doing at the moment, which is all the pay-per-view torture hostels will have, all the A-list killings, which we've got as we speak, which then generate more oneness for the Gestalt. So as you can see, the Great Lord Beast is the end that converts evil to good, and my end is the bit that uptakes all of the sublime good, the oneness. So we have the defining parameters which we need, remember, to control nonlinear dynamics, the butterfly effect. Now we've got the madness of Princess Leia being alive and kicking in the Newosphere in Rogue One, and the new Disney film coming out, Star Wars 8. Well, in fact, she's dead and buried, and her mother, Padme, is dead and buried. Hence, of course, generating paradox. So we've got Princess Leia generating all this nice, sublime good when the audience goes to see Rogue One for me. But in fact, she's dead, generating all the evil for the Great Lord Beast. He sticks a suicide squad into it, gets loads of oneness for the Gestalt, which is us, the vampires. So the Psylord is not Tim Riefert. The Psylord is all of the vampires of the Gestalt. So you can see the difference. So ascendancy, there is a ascendant, but the ascendant can't be seen as the Tim Riefert consciousness. It's actually the Gestalt of all of the members of the Psylord. And we've got all the lovely horror-type stuff, which I love. I adore horror films. But was a tree-hugger from the Great Lord Beast. We've got all of the pure sublime good stuff, which we get from Tim Riefert. And in the middle, we've got all the so-called normal people that add color, texture to the absolutes. So we've got absolute evil in the Great Lord Beast, absolute good in Tim Riefert, and in the middle, all of the greys, which adds the composite fullness, turn the black and white sketch. Remember, you've got the white and the black for a black and white sketch. The Beast and Tim Riefert. And then you add the colors, which are all the other vampires who have the Jedi service. Now, of course, the vampire services and Jedi services will end in the near future because we'll have enough members of the Gestalt for my liking. And remember, it's not good offering the entire human race the ascendancy. The good thing is to have a few that achieve it, and the rest, of course, knowing that they'll never achieve it, and their only destination is to wake up as the archetypes of the damned, Gormless, and the harlot Charlotte in Omega Hell to be eternally tortured, which, of course, then adds more piquancy to the situation. So you can see that the end of the Rothschild royal family timeline didn't come with Trump, but in fact came with the death of the bride, the death of the female, the death of Eve, who was killed with the death of Carrie Fisher and her mother. And of course we download the death Omega Hell into the newer sphere, creating a Stargate portal between Hell and Earth via Billie Lord, the daughter of Carrie Fisher, who of course acts as a Hellgate to pour Hell into the newer sphere and hellize it, with me sucking up all of the lovely sublime good that's left in the newer sphere, the great Lord Beast, hellizing it from the bottom, and then using the Suicide Squad to make new sublime good from the evil that spreads across the newer sphere and the planet. All of this done by our servants, the Jews, and of course the whites. Remember, Debbie Reynolds was a little white girl that married the Jew Eddie Fisher. And of course, the great Lord Lucifer gives me Katy Perry, who of course can be seen as the most sublime of the brides, mother a preacher, father a preacher from a long line of preachers, who of course is the ultimate end of Debbie Reynolds, the little white girl. She's a singer like Debbie Reynolds, who of course marries the ultimate Eddie Fisher Jew, Orlando Bloom, in order then to manifest from their baby and marriage the Carrie Fisher, which of course is death, therefore allowing the Psylord to transport Hell onto Earth so that Hell takes over the newer sphere with the marriage of Katy Perry to Orlando Bloom, Debbie Reynolds to Eddie Fisher. And the newer sphere gets totally 169, all the sublime good gone, and Armageddon Apocalypse becomes the only observation for everyone in the newer sphere, apart from the Psylord. So you can see, of course, 2017 is going to be the end of the world for everyone bar us, because as Ascendants, after exterminating all non-Psylord observers, we then move off to the interdimensionals and extra-dimensionals and Ascendants in our unending quest to get more and more Ascendant by having a pathway of bodies that we walk over. Enjoy.